This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Listen, it tells us in Jude 1, and we have been talking about Billy Graham and Franklin Graham as controlled opposition, and how for some reason or another, Biden's bad, and Trump was good. When Biden supports abortion, it's bad, said Franklin Graham. But when Donald Trump surpassed any other president in illegally funding Planned Parenthood than any other administration, though he sold himself as, guess what, friends, as the most pro-life president ever in the history of America, nothing could be further from the truth. And we've showed it to you. We've shown it to you over and over and over again, folks. I don't know what it is. What is it that, can somebody tell me? What is it that holds you back from actually acknowledging the fruit on the tree? I mean, if I go over and I see oranges hanging on an orange tree, I'm not going to say that they're not hanging there. I'm going to look at them and say that's an orange tree. Okay? And if I go over to an apple tree and I see apples hanging on the tree, I see apples, that's an apple tree. If I see corruption on the branches of one of these corrupt politicians, why is it that you don't acknowledge the corruption? Why is that? Because you're trying to justify the unjustifiable. And I'm here to tell you that your righteousness and your favorite politician and your favorite preacher's righteousness is as filthy rags before the Christ. Okay? I'm not the standard. You know, it's funny when people say, well, Bradley, what, are you better than everybody else? I never said that. I'm not the standard. Jesus Christ is the standard. I'm not telling you to get back to my word. I'm pointing you to the cross and saying, get back to his word. That's what a preacher's supposed to do. He's not supposed to bring about the approbation of men, the approval of men. He's not there. A preacher is not set to please men. He's there to please God. And if you read Galatians 1, you'll clearly see that Paul said that, listen, I didn't receive this revelation from man. He received it from Jesus Christ. That's what preachers are supposed to convey. Okay? That's what they're supposed to convey. The Bible says that we're partakers of the fruit the Lord give us understanding in all things. And let me say it this way. You can't give what you don't have. And you can't give it until the Lord gives it to you. And we're supposed to be conduits for the Christ. Because it's not I that lives, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Okay, so just making clear. I'm going to change my topic in just one moment. But again, I just wanted to clarify that Donald Trump, for some reason, got the green light from Franklin Graham when he outdid every other politician concerning illegally funding that of Planned Parenthood. I've showed it to you on social media platforms on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. I've showed these articles to you. You can go directly to them. Oh, by the way, if the first two articles, CNS News and W. Smith, wasn't good enough for you, I can also bring you over to that of Washington Times. And I'm just giving this to all the people that say they don't believe the mainstream media, but I'm going to give it to them because I know they really believe it. Romans 1:18. They hold the truth in unrighteousness. They're hypocrites. Okay? But here you have it. This was in... this was during the incumbency of Donald Trump, January 6th, 2020. Okay? Planned Parenthood reports increase in government funding. Wait a second. Donald Trump sold himself to you, friends, as the most pro-life president ever in the history of mankind. But again, going back to tear down the likes of the compromises of Franklin Graham and that of his daddy, Billy Graham, who was in administration after administration. And what did he do, friends? Absolutely nothing. President Truman, I was going to say during the last segment, didn't trust Billy Graham, just for the record. And it was William Randolph Hearst that actually said about Billy Graham back in the 50s, puff him up. So you had a total heathen, Philistine, and I'm saying that in the sense of he was a fallen reprobate, telling the mainstream media to blow up Billy Graham. You have to ask some serious questions, friends, because the church is called to be the moral compass of society, and when that goes, everything else goes, okay? And I say this out of sincerity. Listen, when you go to the book of Jude, it says, beloved, when I gave all diligence, painstakingly diligent, to write unto you the common salvation, liberation from sin, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Now, over the first hour, I've seen three people come up online. And then they dropped off about the time I was going to pick them up. Timid souls indeed, right? These are believers that don't believe, okay? They're not sound in faith, because if they were, they would have stayed online and they would have confronted me with my error, but they failed to do that, okay? I'm not right. The Word of God is right. And if the Word of God is right and I act right, then I'm right, okay? 1-866-582-9933. I'm exposing those in the church that have no business being there, okay? Verse 4, Jude, for there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness, carnal lust. Isn't that what they've been promoting for decades in this country? Lasciviousness? Yep. And denying the only Lord God in our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? I just want to stick to the word. That's all. We got Diana hanging on, and thank you for being so patient. Calling in from Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hello. It's not just our politicians and our favorite pastors, but it's the laziness of people also that love these programs on television. And I'm calling to not to be mean and pop people's religious bubble, but that show The Chosen is another fine example of the way that the gospel of Christ would be perverted. Galatians 1:7.
Okay, go ahead and read it.
All right. So Galatians 1:7 tells us that there be some that would trouble you and that would pervert the gospel of Christ.
That's right.
And so this guy that's doing this show, his name is Dallas Jenkins. He's the son of Jerry Jenkins, one of the writers of the Left Behind pre-tribulation franchise.
Yeah, yeah.
Franchise.
Yeah.
It has now become Bible study groups and preachers are buying sermons based on this television program, which is, by the way, filmed out in Utah at the studios of the Church of the Latter-day Saints.
Oh, okay.
While I have seen this program and I have actually enjoyed it, what obviously happened to us is we get
got a hard break. Okay.
We get scooped in and, you know what, swept away by every wind of doctrine.
That's right, and I'll cover that on the other side, Diane. Thank you for the phone call. Totally appreciate it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to get to a new topic.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, in heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Sons of Liberty, for all of you timid souls out there, let me say this. And by the way, Diana, I did not mean to cut you off. I apologize if that wasn't enough time to give you, but I could piggyback right away as to where you were going. So I was tracking with you. I thank you for the call. Thank you for hanging on. If you want to call in, would love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. You know, I've heard this before. You know, Bradley, why are you so harsh? Well, how come you're not harsh? Bradley, what are you offended at? They take bitterness and they put it in the place of offended. Why is it that you're not offended at what's going on in your country? Why is it that you're not offended at those that call themselves Christians when, in fact, when you weigh them concerning in the scriptures, that's the furthest thing from the truth? How come you're not offended? Oh, because you've been taken by those that have preached a false grace, lasciviousness, those that have crept in unawares, right? 3 and 4, read the book of Judd, okay? I'm sorry, Jude, forgive me. I was thinking of my friend Judd McMahon. Forgive me about that. And he'll probably, oh, Bradley, I heard that. Sorry about that. I was just thinking about you, Judd. I really was. But Jude, 3 and 4, read it when you get a moment. Bradley, why are you so harsh, man? Remember when the apostles were asked by Jesus, who do men say that I am? And they said, they didn't say some little effeminate pansy. Nope, they said one of the old prophets. They said Jeremiah, Elijah, John the Baptist, risen from the dead. I know that stands in stark contrast to what you've been taught from the hirelings in the pulpit for the most part in this country. I know, I get it. I'm offended at them too, and you rightly should be, because they have no business there. Because in fact, they want to be there. Read John 10:12. They're hirelings, is what they're doing there. They love the approbation and praise of men. They're there by the devil. Okay, period. But I hear people say this. You know, well, what does Scripture tell us? Jesus spoke boldly and one having his authority, and not as the scribes. And Jesus isn't walking around with pink booties on, smacking sheep on the backside. I speak as a man, telling the world everything is okay. That's not who he is at all. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's the Prince of Peace who came to magnify the law unto judgment to establish righteousness and peace within us first and foremost, right? Isaiah 42:21. Going over to the New Testament, or I could go to Psalm 40, verse 7 as well, and then I could go over to that of Hebrews 8:10 and Hebrews 10:7, if you'd like, because he came to establish the law, not to abrogate it, make the difference between and distinction between ceremonial and moral law for your own sake, okay? You know, it reminds me of, you know, the Bible when it says open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Reminds me of scripture where it says that faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. You got that backwards, folks. Put that up against Leviticus 19:17, which comes to my aid. Put that up against the love that's found in the book of Peter, that it's supposed to be unfeigned, not counterfeit. Or in the book of Romans, where it talks about a love, a dissimulation of love. Because keep in mind, if you want to talk about love and charity, friends, go to 1 Corinthians 13, where it says, love rejoiceth not in iniquity. And what happens when they don't understand real love that's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, Romans 5:5? Then they fall away at the wayside and they think love is really hate and hate is really love. That's where we're at in America today. Because when you look at Scripture, friends, we can see clearly it contradicts itself. Love is in action, 1 John 3:18, friends. It's not in word. And how many of these professors in America today profess their love for Jesus, yet it was Jesus, even now, through Bradley Dean on this broadcast, saying to you, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. Period. Far from me. And they are. Bradley, why are you so harsh? Well, you know, like Spurgeon said, oh, my brethren, bold-hearted men. I'll put that up against Proverbs 28, verse 1. Bold-hearted men are always called mean-spirited by cowards. By cowards. That's right. Oh, I see them all the time. Yep. They can't stand on their own. They got to submit themselves to another man or some board, right, that takes out the vision of God within them because they want to please men more than God. Which only shows you they're not born of the Spirit because they wouldn't submit to man. Again, go to Galatians 6 or Galatians 1 when you get a moment. You know, it's a good thing Moses didn't take a poll before he brought the children of Israel into the Promised Land. Right, friends? Yep, that's right. It sickens me as to where we're at. I'm going to take another phone call here real quick. And we are going to cover two more governors exposed. I'm going to cover DeSantis. In Abbott from Texas, in Florida, by the way, DeSantis is in Florida. Abbott is in Texas, selling you as the great good guys under the umbrella of the unconstitutional party, the Republicans. Read Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. Because what's happening here, friends, is the sleight of hand comes to light. Comes to the light, as it always does. We're going to take Paul from that of Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Brad, I wanted to know what you thought about organized religion. Now, just briefly, okay, you're talking about Reverend Graham there, who I always thought my whole life was full of donkey dust. And then you have a couple others, like Jimmy Swagger, Jim yeah. Baker, and that guy that had that Crystal Palace out in California, who I thought was in that job, too. All these people, though. Yeah, oh, yeah.
I know who you're talking about. I walked by it one time, and it's very era. The whole aura around that guy is completely eerie, to say the least.
Oh, yeah, even when I watched him on television when I was a kid. Okay, the guy gave me the creeps. I mean, don't just sit there, do something. I mean, it was just bizarre. But anyway, I mean, organized religion, is there anything in the Bible at all that says, if I don't go to church on Sunday, I'm committing a mortal sin anywhere in the Bible?
No, but it does say that we're not to forsake the gathering of the brethren. That doesn't mean you have to do it in an organized religious building. Home churches, if you look in the book of Acts, you're going to find that there was home churches that were planted by the elders and the apostolic. And so it doesn't. I mean, as a matter of fact, I have church church here every day of my life. Every night, me and my boys are at the table studying the Word of God. We're having church because we're called to be vessels for His glory, to preach the gospel. And by the way, that's what the church is raised up to do, and you see very little of it. But no, it doesn't say that. I mean, you can have church at home. I have church in the van. If you think church is a certain way that you have to sit there, listen to some guy tell you stories for 45 minutes, even if it goes that long, and then he's done, he takes up an offering, sings a praise song to Jesus, goes outside, runs home to watch his football game, that's organized religion. And no, having church is having church all the time. And to me, go ahead, Paul.
Yes, sir. Well, it seems to me that it's a method of indoctrination and brainwashing, just like the United States government, okay? It's just almost another form of government there to just basically control people. And I don't agree with that at all. I'm not a regular churchgoer anymore. I was actually raised Catholic, where they told me if I didn't go to church on Sunday, I was going to burn in hell, which I brushed that off back in the 70s, okay? I'm an older man now. Yeah. I just don't believe that. God is with me every moment of every day, everywhere I am, okay? And I do thank Him, and I do pray to the Lord. And, you know, if I'm getting in a spot or something like that, I ask for, you know, help. And it seems to work for me because I'm 61 years old, and I'm still walking, man.
Amen, Paul. You were thinking of Robert Schuller, weren't you?
Yeah, Robert Schuller. I can't remember his name.
Goofy. As a matter of fact, it's interesting that you bring him up because we were out in California some time ago. Now, keep in mind, he died in 2015. But it was interesting when we were there, Schuller was live. We could see him through the windows, and he was actually buddying up with the likes of George Bush Sr. And keep in mind, whistleblowers and the FBI and the CIA say that George Bush was the evilest man on the planet. Matter of fact, they called him Evil Poppy. But again, you see these men that were put up with this alliance. As a matter of fact, we're even exposing this, and I'm going to expose it some more as we go forward on the show today. But they were a part of this alliance with governments and the church. And Jesus clearly in Mark 8:15 told us to beware of it. And keep in mind what I said the first hour, Paul, that they were the ones that said in John 19:15, crucify him, crucify him. Who was that? That was the religious hypocrites and those that were a partaker of the corrupt doctrines of the Herodians, governments. And it's exactly what you see today. So if we stick to the word and we follow the Christ, we're good. If we get away from that, we're going to get in trouble, period.
Right. So nothing has changed in 2,000 years.
No.
The same way right now.
That's right. I appreciate you, Paul. Yeah, I always appreciate hearing from you. I really do. So thanks for the call. 1-866-582-9933. I'm waiting for someone to challenge what we're covering here. Listen, we're holding again to the word, U.S. Constitution, period. Let's jump over to this next topic. It's line upon line, precept upon precept. Two more governors exposed. Two more. These are the good Republicans that are sold to you by the mainstream media as the bad guys, right? No, they're not the bad guys. They are the bad guys in the light of Scripture, but they're the good guys, and they're the clowns in the circus of politics, according to the mainstream media and the powers that are tolerated, because these are two more players that were exposed. It tells us in Luke 12:2, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, nothing hid that shall not be made known. Okay? I'm going to come right back to this because, folks, I covered just a little bit of this over the week concerning DeSantis' anti-vaccine passport mandate coming from businesses. He wouldn't tolerate that. But when you open up the bill, guess what? It's much more extreme in the bad as to what he tried to sell you as the good. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Healthcare giant Johnson & Johnson has agreed to a $230 million settlement with the state of New York in an opioid case, according to Attorney General Letitia James. The settlement resolves the state's claims over J&J's role in fueling the opioid epidemic. It also bars the companies from selling the painkillers nationwide. The company didn't admit any liability or wrongdoing in the settlement. But they told NBC News they're consistent with prior agreements to pay $5 billion to settle opioid claims by states, cities, counties, and tribal governments nationwide. The settlement money will be used for opioid prevention, treatment, and education statewide. James says she filed the lawsuit against five other manufacturers in addition to J&J in March, along with members of the Sackler family as owners of Purdue Pharma. This is USA Radio News. Workers are still sifting through the rubble after a high-rise building collapsed in Surfside, Florida, near Miami. 160 people are still unaccounted for. Family and friends wait nearby as crews search for survivors. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava says a review will be done on other buildings to avoid any future tragedies.
At the county level, I am directing that our Department of Regulatory and Economic Resources will immediately commence an audit of all of the buildings at the 40-year point and beyond. So we want to make sure that every building has completed their recertification process.
Investigators are looking at the wreckage carefully to determine the cause of the tragedy. Four people are confirmed dead. A study last year found that the ground under the tower sank at a faster rate than the neighboring towns. Sinkholes are common in Florida. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Apparently, I'm making enough people mad here. This is good. Go ahead, if you're on social media platforms, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. If you're on beforeitsnews.com, you can join us on social media platforms. Join us on Top Chat. Again, 1-866-582-9933. If you're on social media platforms, share away, okay? Because this is information people do not have, because they're not taking the time to know the information that we're bringing to you today, okay? Again, if you want to call, going back to the phone calls, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Do give us a call, either pro or con. And what I want to do is I want to get over to this as to what's going on, because many people have been, well, they've been deceived by the likes of Greg Abbott. They've been deceived by the likes of Ron DeSantis. And, friends, I told you, same thing going on with Kristi Noem. Do not take them for face value. Ron DeSantis is seeking out to be the next president in 2024. And Kristi Noem, it's been said, friends, that she wants to take the VP position. Okay, this is why they're doing things to appease the people. Okay, I want to lay this as a premise, and then I want to get right to it, because you are going to be offended at DeSantis and that of Abbott, to say the least. When Jesus tells us to beware of the leaving of the religious hypocrites, beware of them. It's simple. When Jesus tells us to beware of the leaven of the political doctrines, beware of them. Mark 8:15, Jesus clearly said, if the blind lead the blind, they'll all end up in the ditch. That's where they've been bringing this country for a long time. And it's the people that are the reflection. When we talk about corruption in government, that's your reflection. That's all I'm saying. Take responsibility, okay? When Jesus tells us to judge men by their fruit, then guess what? You judge them not by how much you like them, but rather what it is that they produce. Mark 7:16, 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15. Okay? For that's who they really are. A man and the office are one and the same. Don't ever forget that. They're one and the same. If men would simply obey the Lord, they say that is theirs, Americans would not be caught up into this reoccurring cycle of corruption. They wouldn't. This country wouldn't be turned into hell as it is today. Psalm 9:16 and 17. And again, this applies to the church and governments. Most recently, Governor Ron DeSantis from Florida had said that the vaccine passports were unacceptable, illegal. Listen carefully. So what he did is he created a bill to prevent their implementation. Not that he had to. They are already unconstitutional, again, just for the record. But as you know, the show must go on, and that's all this is. It's a pretended authority. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. And it shows you who they are. That's why we have provision in the U.S. Constitution, Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. If you didn't get that, replay it and listen to it again and write it down and check it out. Now what we're finding out, friends, as the show goes on, Ron DeSantis and Texas Governor Greg Abbott are doing the opposite of the will of what the bills were sold to their constituents as. Okay? Health Impact News comes to my aid again. They do a fantastic job, okay, on exposing what's really going on, especially with this pandemic, and what's going on behind the said representatives that are pushing forward this illegal agenda concerning this pandemic. Okay? Health Impact News recently exposed both of them for who it is that they really are. They gave us a headline, Wolves in Sheep Clothing. Okay? Republican governors are pro-bioweapon injections despite opposing COVID-19 vaccine passports. Did you get that? Texas Governor Greg Abbott and that of Mr. Ron DeSantis in Florida, friends, have sold you the opposite of what is true. And the only way that you're going to find out the truth of the matter is finding the devil. The devil is always found in the details. And that's exactly what they have done here over at the Health Impact News. Now, here it is. Okay? Governors of the two largest Republican states, not Democratic, unconstitutional, both they are, but this political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful, get away from it, okay? The left and the right, the Republicans and the Democrats, it's all unconstitutional. We're ruled by law, okay? Here. Republican states in the United States have recently taken political action to restrict or prohibit vaccine passports. Oh, yeah, Greg Abbott. Oh, yeah, Ron DeSantis. Good guys, good guys, good guys, yeah. That's what the mainstream media pushed out. As a means of discriminating against private citizens who chose not to get one of the COVID-19 bioweapons. Okay? They sold themselves as the good guy, doing what the law already tells us is illegal or unconstitutional. Okay? Now, does this mean that Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis are against the bioweapon shots that have killed tens of thousands of people and are now being injected into children? That's how they're selling it to you, right? Hardly. In fact, both of these two governors and all governors in the United States right now, regardless of political affiliation, listen carefully, are accomplices to the mass murder that we're seeing take place through this pandemic. Okay? Now, the reporter goes on and says, unless I missed some news somewhere, once the FDA and the CDC allowed emergency use authorization, which is administrative law, which is completely illegal, what do I mean, Bradley? When I'm talking about administrative law, I got to take you back to this. And I'm just talking to those that don't know the difference. And I am here to give you the answers that you need by educating you to those answers so you're not destroyed. Hosea 4:6. Okay? Those that work for we the people derive their just powers from we, the governed. Okay, we give them, we receive our rights from God, and then we delegate authority to our said representatives. Well, what our said representatives have done, have gone way beyond and way outside of their scope of authority concerned the enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution by handing off a pretended legislation to the likes of the CDC, to the likes of the FDA, to the likes of the WHO, to the likes of the state having a right to go ahead and do whatever they want to do at will. We never delegated authority to the FDA. We, the people, never delegated authority to the CDC. But the mainstream media is trying to sell you that if you want the answers, you have to look to the CDC. Wait a second. They're not a legislative branch of government. So how is it that they're acting as such? Because it is a pretended authority. It's an illusion. It's not real at all. But it's dangerous in the same line, friends. Okay? This is what he says. I'm going on. Unless I miss a news somewhere, once the FDA and the CDC allowed emergency youth authorization to start injecting these bioweapon COVID-19 shots into children, none, not a one, of the U.S. governors took action in their state to stop the mass injections. This includes Kristi Noem from South Dakota. Not a one of them took action to stop the mass injections of children with these bioweapon shots, even though they have the authority to do so. Of course they have the authority to do so. See, as I continuously reiterate the point, isn't it, friends? Isn't it interesting how when the bad guys are in office, for some reason or another, they have somehow the ability to get the wrong thing pushed through? But when the good guys are in office, for some reason, you know, all of the followers, like, for example, Donald Trump, all of his followers would say, well, he can't do that. He can't do this. He can't do that over there. Oh, really? Well, that's not what he said. And as a matter of fact, if you take time to read the U.S. Constitution, you're going to find out in Article 2, Section 3, under Article 6, Section 2, that he has been given that a delegated authority to do the very things that are being left off today. So the message is the bad guys can do what they want to do, as if to suggest anybody voted them in. But the good guys, they can't do anything because they're disabled by some branch in government. Really? Well, so they're going different directions. Well, they're supposed to all be going the same direction, right? Enforce and execute the laws found within Article 6, Section 2. I go on. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis recently signed into, it's not law, but he called it law, SB 2006, which prohibits government, business, and educational institutions from requiring proof of COVID vaccinations. Oh, that's great. Okay. He didn't have to do that, though. It's already against the law. There are reports now circulating in the alternative media for those who have actually read the bill, and what they have discovered is that which the bill prohibits discrimination based on COVID-19 vaccination status. It allows law enforcement to forcibly vaccinate its citizens as well as lock away them away in quarantine at the direction of state health officers. I've also had personal conversations with sheriffs on this topic, and what's being relayed to you right now is absolutely true. They're acting as a law unto themselves. Now, friends, what comes to my aid right now is going back 14 months and having that dream, and I woke up and I shared it with you right away. Because the American people didn't stop it at the first wave, nor in the second wave, the tsunami was coming. And guess what's happening now? These people are going full bore forward, no holds barred. They are not stopping. They are exposing themselves for who they are and what it is that they mean to do, and it's all aimed at the constituents. And by the way, this falls under the perfect judgment of the Most High God. God's behind the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He said in Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, as I rejoiced over you to do you good, I'll rejoice over you to do you evil. Hey, folks, Whitfield was right, the great field preacher, the great awakening preacher. God's either going to be glorified in your salvation, or he's going to be glorified in your destruction. Oh, yes, he will. There is no in-betweenites. Read Revelation 3. Either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. You better understand that the Lord is not like unto you. He is not at all like unto you. Matter of fact, in Psalm 50, he tells us at the very end of the chapter, consider this, you that forget me, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. Folks, I would seriously begin to take heed as to the warnings of the Most High God. And I'm talking about for your children's sake at this point. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, we're going to come right back to this. And again, friends, you're going to get angry. Don't blame me. I didn't pass it. I just warned you of it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brett Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which forms the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Mad at me, folks. You're going to get mad at me. I just want to give one more shout out. Monday, June 28th at 6 p.m. KHNC 1360 AM. The event's going to be held at the radio station. Events are always completely different than radio. It's a cool presence that the Holy Ghost gives us in the anointing. Isaiah 10:27, which breaks the yoke. Okay. But we are going to be there Monday, June 28th at 6 p.m. KHNC 1360 AM. The event again will be held at the radio station. If it's overflow, we have room right next door. It is 2nd Street Parish Avenue, Johnstown, Colorado. 2nd Street Parish Avenue, Johnstown, Colorado. That's this Monday. The week after that, we're going to be in Escondido doing a private event. We're going to be coming back to Milwaukee. We'll be the main speaker. I will be the main speaker in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We'll come home for a couple of days, and then we shoot right back out to that of Michigan. I will be a speaker along with my friend Mike Dittmer out in Michigan there, and Sheriff David Clark, the sheriff from Milwaukee. So I'm looking forward to that. Never met him before. Super cool dude. He pipes up when he needs to pipe up. So we'll be doing some events with him. And then we got two more events. I think there's another one in the works right now. And then we come back and then we go back out to Rapid City, South Dakota. So we are busy little bees doing what we do here, Luke 19:10. So with that said, friends, I want to get back and I want to get to the pith and marrow of this bill that was signed by that of Ron DeSantis. Okay, remember he sold himself as vaccine passports. If anybody tries to make you prove that you've been vaccinated, they're going to be fined. Okay, what we're finding is this is what's in the bill. You ready for this? Or I'm sorry, you ready for this? Colleen McBreen, writing for NewsWars, reports an overlooked section of Florida Senate Bill 2006 put into law by the state legislator and Governor Ron DeSantis, which only shows you they have been putting these bills in little by little, incrementally over the years under both Republican and in Democrats, which only proves the point that they are controlled by the powers that are tolerated. Listen, while the legislature does prohibit private businesses and government entities from asking for proof of COVID vaccination, it also allows the state to vaccinate citizens, you ready for this, by any means necessary. This is what she wrote. Under Section 315 of Chapter 381 of Florida's Public Health Status, Title 29, individuals can be subjected to quarantine or isolation if they refuse to be examined, tested, vaccinated, or treated during a public health emergency such as COVID-19. Can anybody say history is repeating itself? Remember what Adolf Hitler said? It's for your safety. It's for your safety. That was the last measure to strip the people of the rights that they had to stand up against a tyrant named Adolf Hitler. And if you know nothing of history, you might want to look at Project Paperclip so you can understand that our government has been playing this game for a long time under the bushes. And these other corrupt politicians that have been put into place on now a national scale. Keep in mind, this bill that we're talking about, not one governor stood up to put a stop to the vaccinations of our children in this country. But then again, these are a majority of the people that have allowed 60 million babies to be murdered in the womb as well. So if you think God's going to overlook that, think again, friends. Think again. So let's go back to this. It also talks about examination, testing, vaccination, or treatment may be performed. By, listen carefully, by any qualified person authorized by who? Our said representatives through delegated authority? Nope. By the state health officer, the bill explains. Unconstitutional. The bill continues, if the individual poses a danger to public health, the state health officer may subject the individual to isolation or quarantine. Did you delegate this authority to these governors? No, of course not. If there's no practical method to isolate or quarantine the individual, the state health officer may use any means necessary to vaccinate or treat the individual. Baloney. The legislature says any order given to police by the state health officer that helps force vaccinate a person is immediately enforceable. Now, also, I'm going to end with this on DeSantis. In addition, volunteers who help the state vaccinate or quarantine people will be provided with lodging, transportation, state liability protection, and workers' compensation. They will be given benefits to help the state. I'm not making it up. I'm not making it up. It's all there. Check out his own bill. No, see, the problem is most people took him for face value. They didn't question any of the things that they were doing because, after all, DeSantis and Abbott said, no, we're not going to allow that to take place. We're not going to allow that to take place. You know, I was thinking, and these thoughts just dropped into my mind. Isn't it interesting how Abbott, he lives on the border, right? So does Arizona. Isn't it interesting how he just basically pulled down all laws? If you want to buy a gun, you can just go buy a gun. If you want to carry a gun, you can carry your gun. You don't have to worry about proof of anything. What about all those illegals coming into the United States of America? As a matter of fact, during the break, I looked at how many I typed in how many illegals in America, and of course, the mainstream media wants you to believe that they're undocumented immigrants that are in the United States of America. Well, they said that there's between 10.5 million and 12 million. You can probably triple that number. And all of a sudden, he just said you don't have to have proof or a permit to own a gun. Isn't that crazy? Doesn't that sound like someone that's empowering those that hate America? You say what you will, friends, but you prove where we have been offline concerning those things that are to come, or where we have been in error. Why is he doing that? Why is he empowering illegals in America to own a gun? Well, that's not who it's aimed at. Well, guess who's going to go get a gun, friends? And look at the crimes of the illegals already anyways. They're not undocumented. They're illegals. Okay. Now I want to go down to that of none other than Greg Abbott. Okay. Because Texas Governor Greg Abbott also recently signed into law, they say, a bill that supposedly prevents discrimination against Texas private citizens being denied services based on vaccination status. Through Bill SB 968, which prohibits the state from issuing vaccine passports and businesses from requiring documentation. Doing the same exact thing that of Ron DeSantis in Florida. He's doing it in Texas as well. However, one key provision of the bill was removed and did not make it to the House floor for a vote, a prohibition on COVID vaccine employer mandates. Folks, let me just say this, and I want you to hear me carefully. If you're on social media platforms, watch what I'm going to tell you. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. They don't have delegated authority to wield the law, as they call it, which is policy and undermines our law, against its own constituents. This is what, in fact, they are doing today. It's exactly what they're doing today. I was just highlighting what was going on under DeSantis, and I know that some people still haven't learned. They still haven't been broken away from their idolatry. They're looking to politicians to deliver them rather than actually putting boots to the ground and delivering themselves under the hand of God and the power of God. But I shared some information, and it came back to me. Well, I'm waiting to hear it from so-and-so. You know, what is that so-and-so, that person that comes in and tells you the same thing I'm telling you right now? Does he say it a different way? Does he read it a different way? Is he more eloquent? Or eloquent? I'm sorry, is he more eloquent than I am? Does he express his syllables better than I do? Almost like their favorite people are going to tell them or see something in this by taking the teeth out of what these tyrants mean to do to you. Again, it goes back to, wake up, Americans. Wake up, 53 countries. Oh, by the way, to 53 countries, I already see that a majority of you are awake. Americans still are lagging on this wake-up call for some reason or another. One key provision of the bill was removed and did not make it to the House floor, a prohibition of COVID-19 vaccine employer mandates. As we have seen the effects of not including that provision in the law already, as in a hospital in Houston has fired many of its staff for refusing to take the COVID-19 bioweapon shot, and a federal judge appointed by former Republican President Ronald Reagan in 1985 sided with the hospital, of course, because that's who they're subservient to. Here are the two other bills that Texas Governor Greg Abbott just signed into law, they call it, this month, to demonstrate what his true intentions are, and I end the show with this. SB 1353 requires vaccine reports to profile race and ethnicity. HB 797 allows home health nurses to administer any FDA-approved vaccines to home health and hospice patients. Kill them off. That's what they're doing. Folks, again, it's. I'm giving you the codes. SB 1353. Okay? This is the bill. HB 797. This is Greg Abbott in Texas. They're doing the exact opposite to the extremities, friends, as to what they've named their bills. The opposite is true. They are creating a law unto themselves. And I've warned of this over and over and again. Friends, that's my job, right? Ephesians 4:11, read it once. Apostle, prophet, teacher, right? Evangelist, pastor. And then go over to 1 Corinthians 12:28. Love you about what we do. Talk to you later.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.